أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you are well aware that we were talking about the effects and the impacts of belief and disbelief in one's prosperity and adversity. Some key and important points were mentioned in the previous session as preliminary points. Today, God willing, we are going to touch the main topic. Today, in the modern world, the human beings mostly have pragmatic approach. They say that leaving aside one's belief, leaving aside one's conventions or convictions, we have to see and we have to evaluate and assess one's personality by his best deeds that he is doing, by serving the people, by doing charitable works and campaigns. We should not evaluate and we should not judge the people by their belief, by their faith, by their religion. Their actions are representing their identity. Their actions are the best means that can tell us who they are, in what characteristics they possess. If they are doing humanitarian tasks and works, they should be praised. If they are not doing humanitarian aids, or if they are not very much good in humanitarian activities, they should not be appreciated, they should not be encouraged. So this is a very pragmatical approach or a pragmatic approach that the human being's deeds and actions seem worthy rather than their belief, their conviction, their religious doctrines. If a person is making or constructing hospitals, orphanages, schools, bridges, and many other services, so he has to be praised. He should enter paradise. Even they say that God Almighty Allah would assign good places in the paradise for him because he has done a lot for the people, for the humanity, for the creature of Almighty Allah. According to them, belief and convictions and in it, we can say in it or ethos that he has, they are not very much decisive in their personality. So let's see what the Holy Quran, what the tradition tell us about such kind of people. Let's see which aspects of human beings are very much important, their belief or their actions, one's disbelief or one's good actions? Is it possible that a sinful Muslim should enter paradise while a benevolent disbeliever should reside in the hell? Is it possible or not? Is it necessary that one's actions and belief should accompany one another so that he has to earn and win eternal felicity? Or a benevolent but disbeliever can also enter paradise? This is the question. According to the Islamic literature, according to the Islamic polling, according to the traditional approach, according to the traditions we have received from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household, both of these two aspects have to be taken into account. None of them should be overlooked, neither belief nor actions, because we said that belief is constituted of conviction, commitment, and one's tendency and inclination. He who claims that he is a believer, but his actions are not very much good, indeed, from the Quranic perspective, he cannot be called a real pious man or woman. The same case is true. He who disbelieves but does good action, he is not complete in terms of theory, though he is doing good practical actions. But theoretically, he is failing to meet those standards which are required for one's eternal felicity. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, from the Quranic perspective, every action has two aspects. Sometimes one's action is taken into account, or one's action is considered in relation to its effects for the people. For example, if one is constructing hospitals, if one is building mosques, bridges, and schools, sometimes his actions are considered in relation to the people, that how people are making use of these constructions, how the people are making use of all these buildings, all these, we can say, places. But sometimes the same action can be taken into account in terms of his own spiritual development. Yes, if the yardstick was only history, if the yardstick and the standard to evaluate one's action was the people, indeed his action was praiseworthy. His action was remarkable, extraordinary. But we have to keep it in mind that Almighty Allah also judges our actions. So for Almighty Allah, the magnitude or the bigness of constructions does not make any difference. For Almighty Allah, what matters most, that is honesty, that is sincerity, that is taking his pleasures into account, considering his will and his pleasure, that matters most. Not a very big building, not assisting the people without having honesty and sincerity. So this is somehow a complicated, we can say, part of our discussion. Once again, I do reiterate so that it should be easy understanding. We said that to evaluate one's actions, two aspects must be taken into account. Sometimes it is physical, it is apparent, we can say, facet is taken into account. and the way that the people make use of them, or what the history judge about that person. Sometimes this aspect is taken into account. But sometimes, beside that, the actions are evaluated in terms of its effects on one's spiritual development. For example, what was the intention behind these buildings? What was the purpose behind constructing all these mosques, bridges, this and that? Was it for the sake of seeking proximity to Almighty Allah, or it was for the sake of selfishness, or it was for the sake of seeking fame in this world? Indeed, from the Quranic perspective, intentions matters most. What was the intention of the benevolent person? What was the intention of that pioneer person? What was the intention of this CEO? Was the intention of CEO or this person to seek fame and become famous amongst the people? Or it was to seek Almighty Allah's proximity? Or it was to fulfill Almighty Allah's will? Which one of them was his intention? For Almighty Allah, sincerity, honesty, seeking proximity to Almighty Allah, seeking spiritual perfection, seeking spiritual development is very much important. Not this, that the people should admire me, the people should appreciate me, the people should, yes, clap for me. This part of the action is not very much, yes, noteworthy from the Quranic perspective. Almighty Allah say, you have to do, and the purpose behind doing all these good actions should be only one thing, should be only one person, and that should be Almighty Allah. Leaving aside the praise and blames of the people. If a disbeliever does charitable, benevolent, good actions, or if he provides public services for the people, for the sake of seeking fame, for the sake of his own selfish desires and selfish inclinations, indeed, such kind of works, such kind of humanitarian activities will not worth in the sight of Almighty Allah, will be of no use in the sight of Almighty Allah, because he has done all these actions to satisfy his own wishes and desires, without seeking Almighty Allah's proximity, without seeking to fulfill and satisfy Almighty Allah's pleasure. In the doomsday, Almighty Allah would not give him reward, because Almighty Allah says, you have done all these works to satisfy your own pleasure, to satisfy your own wishes. It was not done for the sake of me, or it was not done for the sake of humanity. It was done for the sake of this, that you have to be known as a good person. You have to achieve your own carnal desires. Since Almighty Allah knows well our intentions, Almighty Allah can judge our deeds on the basis of the intentions we had. The intentions precede our actions, so that matters most. Our intentions matter most. What for? For the sake of what we have done all these humanitarian activities? Was it for the sake of Almighty Allah, or it was for the sake of our own wishes and desires? If it was done for the sake of Almighty Allah, yes, indeed, it will be rewarded. But if it was done for the sake of our own desires, or for the sake of seeking fame and popularity in this world, or for the sake of winning the next term election, they will not be great in the sight of Almighty Allah. So we should not be deceived by the magnitude of the actions. Rather, the intentions behind those actions should be sought. Yes, if one does all these for the sake of seeking Almighty Allah, for the sake of closeness to Almighty Allah, for the sake of spiritual growth, for the sake of spiritual elevation, indeed, all of them would be good. All of them would be rewarded in the life hereafter. Actually, he invests for the sake of his life hereafter. So the reflection of faith and belief in one's actions, that is a very hot topic in the Holy Quran. Our Holy Quran has talked about this important topic in various verses. Almighty Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. This verse of the Holy Quran explicitly says what we have analyzed for you, dear listeners, that not only the physical actions matter most, but also our spiritual, our intentions also matters most. In this verse of the Holy Quran, both the conditions are taken into account. Almighty Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Whosoever does righteous actions, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, irrespective of his gender, male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, at the same time that he does righteous actions, he has to be mu'min. He has to be pious and faithful and believer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, they will enter paradise. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. They will not be oppressed. So, dear listeners, not only the actions we are doing, they should be righteous, but also we should observe, we should keep this belief in Almighty Allah. We have to have faith in Almighty Allah. Otherwise, if we do righteous actions without faith, or if we keep faith without doing good actions, neither of them is good, neither of them is advantageous and useful. Both of them should be taken into account. Both of them should be considered. Not only keeping faith in Almighty Allah's oneness, Almighty Allah's unity, not only keeping faith in the divinely revealed prophets, not only keeping faith in the doomsday is very much essential and useful, but also our actions should translate all these inner convictions. Our actions should say that, yes, this person has this belief. He is a good person. From another side, he who does good actions without belief, that is also an incomplete, we can say, part. That is an incomplete. He cannot also win eternal felicity because though he is good in practice, but in theory, in terms of theoretical aspects, he is failing. He is not also able to enter paradise. Who is able to enter paradise? From the Holy Quranic perspective, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Or whosoever does good actions, righteous actions, and at the same time, huwa mu'min. He has to be faithful, he has to be believer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. They will enter paradise. If one of these two conditions were missing, they will not be able to enter paradise. Another very important verse of the Holy Quran also tells us about the destiny and fate of those disbelievers, that their actions are not very much effective in their fatal destiny that they will be facing in the life hereafter. Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحِ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ لَا يَقْدِرُونَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الظَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدِ. The translation of this verse of the Holy Quran is a parable of those who defy their Lord. Their deeds are like ash over which the wind blows hard on a tempestuous day. They have no power over anything they have earned. That is extreme error. The disbelievers should not expect paradise in the life hereafter. The best deeds that they have done, that is like the ash over a sand, over a stone. When the wind blows, all these ash will be taken away from that stone. Nothing would remain. Almighty Allah resembles, Almighty Allah exemplifies their deeds to the ash that will be going from the stone if the wind blows. They should not think that they will achieve eternal felicity if they are intentionally defying Almighty Allah's word. So, respectable audience, till here, the conclusion that can be drawn is this, that both belief and disbelief plays vital and pivotal part in one's prosperity and adversity. Both belief and good actions are essential in one's prosperity. And also, one's disbelief or one's mischievous actions is sufficient for one's adversity. You know that the disbelievers are in many kinds. Some are disbelievers, some are non-Muslim, but they are not intentionally or willingly disbelievers. No, since they have not heard anything about the truth about Islam, they have not converted to Islam. So their case is different from those people who hate or who hatch conspiracies against Islam and willingly, intentionally, obdurately, stubbornly resist against Islam. The verdicts of these two types of people differ and varies. And in the doomsday, two different destinies and fate will be waiting for them. So in this respect, we want to conclude our talk with a very brief summary of what Matta'at Mutahhari says in this respect. The first important point that he mentions, that is this: prosperity in adversity or sadness and happiness in the life hereafter is of different stages and of different categories. The people who reside in the paradise or the people who are thrown in the hell, they will not have equal position. No, everyone will be residing in the paradise or will be thrown in the hell in accordance with his good or bad actions. So the different positions in the life hereafter is assumed here, both in the paradise and in the hell. This is first. Secondly, some of the people would not initially enter paradise. And again, some of the people would not remain in the hell forever. The hell plays the role of washing machine, cleansing the people from the sins, from the dirt. When they got cleansed from the sins, they will enter paradise. This is the second point. The third point is, Almighty Allah would not consider all the human beings in an equal state. The third point is that the disbelievers are not in one position. The disbelievers can be categorized in various types, in various classes. Those who have disagreed Islam, those who have defied Islam obdurately, knowingly, intentionally, their position will be in the lowest part of the hell, contrary to those people who have not heard the truth about Islam, or they have remained loyal to their forefathers' religion without giving this possibility that there exists a religion by the name of Islam. So these three important points should also be taken into account. May God bless us all a happy life in this world and a happier in the next. And may God bless us to resurrect us with His noble creature, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God bless you.